When I was born, the doctors told my parents that if they didn't operate on a birthmark on my cheek, the cells would turn cancerous. At 6 months old, I went in to have the surgery. While my parents paced in the waiting room, my doctor was discovering that he was wrong. The birthmark was not cancerous, it was just a birthmark. The doctor came out to talk to my parents and recommended a plastic surgeon to fix what he had just screwed up. Two plastic surgeries later, I was 8 months old with a giant scar covering my left cheek. I am no longer 8 months old, but this scar on the left side of my cheek continues to be an issue for people. I've had people I've never met come up and ask me, "What happened to your face?" I've had people I've known for years ask me if someone hit me. I had an uncle tell me and my parents that he had a great foundation and concealer combo to cover my scar up. I was 5. Now, I don't cover it up, mostly because I'm really lazy. But my problem is that there are so many conflicting opinions on what I'm supposed to do to be attractive or beautiful. I'm supposed to cover my imperfections with makeup, but love my natural face. My bravery is applauded since I don't cover it up, but if I'm brave for showing it, that means it's a flaw. It's something that it makes me ugly or undesirable. And I'm not gonna lie. Some days, I don't want to deal with it. Sometimes, when I meet new people, I don't feel like explaining myself, my scar, and my choices 50 times. But what really irks me is people telling me how to fix it. Who gave the random lady at the grocery store the right to tell me all about her plastic surgeon? Or have I just hop 4 times and pray to a genie, it'll no longer be a problem. And I know that they're not doing it out of the goodness of their hearts. No, they're imparting their wisdom in hopes they don't have to look at it. And I get it. It's big and red and raised and kind of looks like a shark. But it's something that I'm going to have to live with for my entire life, and it's nobody's business but my own what I decide to do with it. If I want to leave my scar untouched, I will. If I want to cover it up, I will. If I want to get it removed completely, I will. And no one has the right to tell me what to do with my body, my flaw, my scar. For more like this, check out whje.com.